RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. I think I was just here about 5 hours ago.
Oh, man.
Jim Costa is off. The Gov is off. Greg Hargrave is off. The Detroit Lions were off.
Yeah.
Paul Sarah is here running the show. He is John Jansen. I am Michael Stone. And
Lomas wasn't off.
You see, TJ, TJ didn't care. TJ didn't say a word.
Yeah, the home broadcast is always that one where, obviously, when everything goes right, you hear the guys in the background, I did it,
yes,
you know, Michigan, Alabama, Rose Bowl, yeah, you know, all those things. And then all of a sudden, hey, when things don't go well, oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Merry Christmas, John. You have a good holiday. Aside from football, we'll start with, you know.
Yeah, aside from football, it was a great day. Mm-hmm. There were, and I think there's a lot of people around going, and maybe the Lions made you look a little introspectively at your family, the kids, the wife, everyone healthy. And it was a challenging year for a lot of people. But, it was a great day with the family. Had the Albrights over.
Oh.
You know, Ethan
today.
And Kathy and Gracie. There, Lawson, who was getting ready, if you're watching the game above today, number 86 for the Northwestern Wildcats. Go Cats. Little tip to the cap to Jamie there.
But hey, you got Costa.
Yeah,
what
I know.
I'm going to have to tell him that you're rooting against his alma mater.
Oh, 100%. Even if I would have to, well, I guess I wouldn't say I'd have to, but even without Lawson playing in the game,
right?
If you're cheering for, if you're picking sides, cheer for number 86.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was a great day outside of the hours of 4:30 to 8?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not a lot of excitement there.
No, there was a lot of football on yesterday, 3 NFL games. You had a lot of good NBA games. And
how about going into the season thinking, hey, Christmas Day, all right? And I know there was this debate, right? Football on Christmas, Lions playing on Christmas, whatever. It's okay, it's done.
Mm-hmm.
But you were thinking Commanders and Cowboys.
It's always a great rivalry. The Commanders won the NFC. They played the NFC Championship game last year, as
correct.
We know.
Yes, and thought that was going to be a great matchup. But
yeah.
Both teams, neither of them go to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're looking at, oh, hey, it's a division rivalry. It was 14-win teams at the end of the season last year, Minnesota and Detroit. That's going to be a great game, right?
Yeah, 14 versus 15-win teams.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It was a turd.
And you had Denver, Kansas City. Now, Denver held up their end of the bargain.
Yeah.
But they barely beat Chris Olatokun, or whatever it is, Aludakin, the third-string quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs, in what could be Travis Kelce's last home game.
Could have been a great football day, and it just was not.
No. All right, so we are here for you. 248-539-9797, whether it be the text or the phones, we want to be your sounding off point and where you can vent. Because there's a lot of ways to go here. First, if the Lions ruined your Christmas, then I don't think you were realistic going into this holiday. But I understand why it would, because
whoa. Not realistic going into the holiday? They were playing against Max Brosner. And everyone's going, they might even wake up today and go, who's that?
Yeah.
That's the quarterback that just beat you. So optimistic going into the holiday. I think there were a lot of people that were optimistic that they could go to Minnesota and beat a fourth string, third string, whatever string you want to call him, quarterback.
Yeah, I meant optimistic because you kind of knew after what happened at Ford Field on Sunday that this is really, even if they got in, this is not a team that could get catch magic in a bottle. You kind of knew the writing was on the wall.
I think everybody kind of accepted the fact that even if they backed their way into the playoffs, right, that it wasn't going to be a, you know, some miracle Super Bowl run. They weren't all of a sudden, hey, things are going to click, they're going to get it, and then be the team that we all dreamed they would be. I don't think anybody had that illusion or disillusion.
No, you're right. I mean, but...
But going to Minnesota to get a win? I think there were a lot of people that were saying...
Well, certainly in Vegas they did.
Yeah. Yeah, what was the line, the final line before the game?
I don't know. I think it was close to 7, I think, but I don't know. And then when, I don't know, I told somebody when I found out Decker wasn't playing that somebody I know bet on the Lions, I said, no, don't. And look, the story of the game, and we'll get into the story of the season, which still has one game left, is the fact that just like the games that they've had, they can't stop the run. They did a decent job of stopping the run, I should say, but they still got outrushed. They lost 8 games. And in the 8 games, we've updated the math from last week, they've been outrushed 1,152 yards to 555. They ain't going to win football games.
Yeah, they got outrushed.
It's going to lose 8 football games.
Look, 158 to 68.
Yeah. 65 of the Vikings coming on the one play, the Jordan Addison, really good play call. It was a game where you had both teams with tons of injuries. I mean, Minnesota's offensive line was arguably worse than the Lions as far as
the game, yeah.
Yeah, Darisaw got hurt. Yeah. Darisaw didn't play. Kelly had a concussion. He was out. And their starting right tackle was hurt, too. And that's caused, you know, Hutch and those guys to sack Brosmer, what, 7 times?
7 times.
I mean, you know, the defensive line had a nice job with pass rush, but look who they were going up against. I don't care. You know, statistics, whatever. We can't use injuries as excuses, so we have to give them credit when they perform, when the other team is hurt as well. But look, the story of the game is turnovers. It's that simple. 6 turnovers. Jared Goff, they had 4 fumbles, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, let me say that louder. Yes.
Fumble the snap that led into one. Look, I know he's playing with basically a new center, who, by the way, not that it made a difference. It could have early in the game. They got completely hosed on that call where Minnesota
jumped offsides.
Oh, yeah. That was ridiculous. And, you know, Lions at least did the right thing and punted or kicked the field goal. I forget which. It was he punted then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, was this team ready to play? I don't think so. No. They looked like I wouldn't say going through the motions.
Although they were.
But it was not a 100% effort from everybody.
Sure didn't feel like it, looked like it. Mm-hmm. It felt like the cars, the trucks, the U-Hauls were all packed at Allen Park just simply waiting for this one to be over. And then obviously the trip to Chicago. And
we've talked about, you know, when they used to play at the Silver Dome, when they get towards the end of the season, I-75 eyes.
Yeah.
They looked like they had I-94 eyes yesterday.
Yeah.
And there's going to be lots of evaluation. There should be self-evaluation with the coaching staff, with the front office. That's you, Brad Holmes, Dan Campbell. I am not one of those who believes that there should be a coaching change
or a
general manager change right now. However, I will say this. If this team is the same or worse next year, then it's time to have that conversation. Because right now, I believe their seats are warm.
This is a roster, even with the challenges at the interior of the offensive line, this is a roster that should be better than 8 or 9 wins. Now, I don't think there's anybody that believes they're going to go to Chicago and get a win. So if they ended up the season with 8-9, a losing record, this is a roster with more talent than an 8-9 team. 8-8 right now. I'll keep it at that. I'm not going
to
write the end of the story before it's written.
Yes. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. A lot of things to go with this. Did it ruin your Christmas? Is this the worst game in your mind, worst performance of the Dan Campbell era? And I'll take the first year out of it.
Yeah.
Because they got blown out by like Philly in one game and somebody else. So that's different. That they're trying to set the foundation of this football team. So since the 2022 season.
Yeah. Well, it started 1-6.
Yeah.
And then since then, it's been good football.
Yeah. You know what's so depressing about this coming Sunday?
Yeah.
This is the first time, like, except for like when there was, I don't know, 10 minutes left when the Rams clinched the playoff spot before the Lions won in Green Bay.
Yeah.
This is the first time in a while that the Lions are going to be playing a meaningless football game.
Yes. And it's depressing.
Yeah.
It's depressing. It's disappointing. I mean, a lot of questions in regards to what changes have to happen. You know, we've played the blame game, and we could do that again today. Mm-hmm. Is the window closed? Has that window closed? It's just there's a lot of things that we're willing to take all of your concerns.
Yes. All right. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. It is the Costa and Jansen show with Heather Stoney in for Costa here on 97.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
One off. contention, whatever word you want to use, 23-10 to the Minnesota Vikings, a game where the Vikings passed for a net total of 3 yards.
They got beat by Max Brosner, and they threw for a total of net of 3 yards. Mm-hmm. 3 yards passing. Obviously, that takes into account sack yardage.
Right.
So even if you take out the sack yardage, it's not like it's impressive numbers.
Defense, for the most part, played pretty well, but
it was Max Brosner.
I know.
And a beat-up offensive line. They should have.
Yes. They had that one stretch where it looked like, oh, boy, the run defense is back again where it's been bad, and then they shored that up. They gave up the one big play to Addison, and, man, it's just sad. It really is. And a lot of it comes down to, in our opinion, showing up ready to play, and that's on the coaching staff. That's on Dan, and I don't know what you need to do to motivate, you know, guys in their 20s and 30s to play football, but I got, you know, it's tough, but, you know, I don't care. Go through it. People are in a lot worse situations than you are. 248-539-9797. I'll give you a couple of texts, and then we'll go to the phones. Jeff and Taylor says, a goffle performance by the goffense. I partly blame Frank for a late retirement announcement. Yeah, we're going to get into that later in the show, and I'm sure all the week. That, you know, you cannot, you know, put – you can't. That injury, or excuse me, that retirement really screwed them. And I'm not going to sit there and blame Frank per se. I blame the Lions for not
being prepared.
Being prepared, as prepared as they should have been. And maybe, you know, they should do the same thing with Taylor Decker.
Yeah, I think they need to be ready for that. No matter who you put in there, it wasn't going to be Frank.
No.
But you sure could have had somebody that was better than what they had and you and I both like Graham. I think there's a lot of people that like Graham as an individual. This is not a shot at him. He just is not at the point of his career where he can go in there and perform at a level the Lions needed.
Yeah. I mean, what was the difference between what the Lions and, you know, Ben Johnson, I'll accept that answer, but the difference between what Ben Johnson did to Brian Flores as opposed to what we saw this year. And part of that is Frank Ragnow, because Frank Ragnow could pick up what was coming in the A gap and, you know, make adjustments, and that was huge. Somebody else says, bet Brad Holmes and Campbell don't say next year we're good when asked about the O-line and D-line.
Yeah, well, they never said that about the O-line, but obviously that's the famous quote of, hey, why aren't you getting another edge opposite Aiden? We're good.
We're good. Marcus Davenport, he's the dude. My off-season wish is the number one free agent center on the market, whoever that may be, Neil in a car. And Holmes rolled the dice on draft flyers the last 2 years when they were high on the hog instead of beefing up on sure talent, not projects. Well, the last two, you know, last year's draft ended up being horrible unless Terry and Arnold can turn it around or Ennis Rakestraw can actually play.
Right.
I mean, Vaki was nothing.
Right. Manu was nothing.
Manu is nothing.
Makai
right
Wingo.
Yeah. He's hurt. I mean,
and Mahogany was in for a little while, and then he was hurt. And even when he was in, it wasn't, you know, like he wasn't knocking the socks off anyone.
No. All right. Let's go to the phones, John.
Yeah.
Steve, good morning. You're 97.1.
Good morning, gentlemen. Well, I hope you guys had a wonderful Christmas, because mine was certainly sucked. You know, if you will allow me. I believed in these fools once again, just for them to let me down. Brad Holmes, I hope you're happy. I hope you can sleep at night because you didn't do a damn thing. Everybody literally in the NFL made some moves to improve their roster. But you, no. You and Dan Campbell, no, we don't need anything. We're good. We're good, man. The point that I want to make, gentlemen, is that how many people they were rushing the O-line? What adjustments did Dan Campbell make to try to stop Jared Goff from getting sacked 4 or 5 times or 6 times in the game? I mean, it's just mind-boggling.
Part of that was the backside help that they didn't get, which we saw against Pittsburgh as well. Harrison Smith, boy, he played a great game.
He did. Interception and fumble and
sack.
Yeah. I mean, it just, yeah, it was, he had a great game.
Yeah, but once again, you know, the Lions failed. I don't even know if I'll live ever to see a Super Bowl here in Detroit.
Oh, yes, you will.
Yeah, I think you will. Yeah,
your track record isn't.
It's not. Yeah, in that history favor, says but, no, yeah. But mm-hmm. I think odds eventually, right?
Yeah, you would think so.
Still a lot of talent on the roster, but I will address this when he says, "I hope you know Brad Holmes is sleeping well at night." He's not. Neither is Dan Campbell. No. None of these guys are happy with how this season went. Mm-hmm. We just want to know that they see the same things we do, that they would acknowledge that there were mistakes made and that this is why we're here.
Yeah. And look, they have, I'm not going to say a major problem, but they have a situation at quarterback that needs to be addressed. He should still be your quarterback next year.
Yeah.
He had a pretty good season.
He had a really good season.
But they have to somehow figure out, I'm sure he'll work with them. His cap hit is obscene next year. And if you're going to get better, you got to lower that. They're going to have to cut some players. Jared was awful yesterday. Partly offensive line, yeah, but he was still bad. And he played scared. He threw the ball too early at times to avoid getting hit. His accuracy wasn't very good yesterday. All in all, he had a good season, but...
Yeah. It's ending the same way it did last year.
And the question is, as far as the quarterback position is, you know, what do they do? I mean, he took a flyer, a third round selection on Hendon Hooker a couple years ago. That didn't work out. I certainly, even though they'll be picking probably 15th or around there, you know,
yeah.
I don't think, you know, Mendoza or the Alabama quarterback, you're not drafting a quarterback in the first round.
I don't think they need to go and replace their quarterback.
No, but they need to prepare for who the next quarterback is, and I don't know how to do that yet.
Well, that's the question that I think 32 GMs are always trying to ponder,
right.
is how do we go about that? If we're not going to be picking in the top five,
right.
and there's not a quote-unquote generational talent, a sure-hit thing, which none of them are anyway,
right.
You know, how do you plan for making a change? And I think they're still a couple of years away, but you do have to start planning on that, and I don't know that Brad Holmes, it's we're looking at, if you can't figure out how to replace positions that aren't as important, I hate to say that because I was an offensive lineman, they're not as important as a quarterback,
right.
but if you can't find a succession plan for those guys, why do we think he has a succession plan for the quarterback? And again, I don't think they're there in terms of having to replace him.
No.
The contract is set up. Whether or not they were good this year or not, they were going to have to restructure yes. him going into next year. So that's all part of their, you know, quote unquote business model.
Right. Look, and I think what we saw this year, and kudos to you and your union of offensive linemen, as important as a quarterback is, the offensive line may be the most important position. It's the most important unit.
Yeah.
On a football team.
Boy, you got to have a good unit.
Yes, you do. You got to be
stout.
Yeah, you got to be stout. You got to have hogs on the line.
Big, yeah.
You know, all right.
I got to be powerful. I'm glad, Stoney, you and I, even in a situation like this, yeah. we can have a little bit of fun.
Yeah. But, you know, last year, the year before, they were blowing people off the ball. They didn't do that this year. And they need to fix that. And particularly because their quarterback thrives when he has time. He thrives under play action. And if you can't run the ball, nobody's going to bite on the play action.
Right.
And so they have to improve the offensive line. It's going to be interesting to see what Decker decides. You know, he was sick. He didn't play. Will Sunday be his last game? I hope he at least lets them know before the draft, before free agency.
Yes.
So we don't have a Ragnow situation. But it wouldn't stun me if he says enough. You know, because he went through a lot of the season without practicing because he's so beat up.
Yeah.
As all you guys get beat up. Let's go to Mike. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
Well, we're doing all right this morning, Mike. How are you?
I blame Brad Holmes. I didn't watch the game yesterday. I'm not watching no more games for the season. I just hope they lose the other game, too, to put them back in their place, to let them know what they needed. Even Stevie Wonder knew. A blind man know what they needed. They needed solidify that offensive line and get some pass rushing help with Hutchinson and get some cornerbacks besides those two bums he drafted back to back. One hasn't even played yet.
Right.
The other one faking injury.
And the one they got in free agency, DJ Reed, to replace Carlton Davis, DJ Reed was pretty good. Then he got hurt. Then he came back. When he came back, terrible. He's been horrible.
And Amik Robertson hadn't been any better yet either. I mean, he was out of position for that long run by Jordan Addison yesterday. The amount of guys
he better not bring Davenport.
Yeah. Davenport, Onzarike, Pascal, like all the guys that, you know, were supposed to quote unquote be the answer opposite Hutch, none of them were. And right. Al-Qadim Muhammad did what you would expect a quality player to be, but it's not what you need.
No. And the other thing, Mike, and thanks for the call. They need to beef up the interior pass rush.
Yeah.
Or the interior play of the offense. Aleem McNeil, you know, I don't know how much is just
still recovering
from the injury, as the same thing maybe with Hutch, but Aleem McNeil did not have a good season. He was a guy who's getting paid like a Pro Bowl player, and he's not been very good.
No.
So they have to evaluate that too. All right. Yeah. 248-539-9797. Was this the worst performance of the Campbell era, meaning last night? And if not, what was?
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
97-1. A favorable schedule. One of the home games, my guess would be maybe, I don't know which one. It's going to probably be played in Germany, whatever. Hopefully it's not a German holiday, so Amon-Ra St. Brown will want to play. But can we play that right now? Because I know it bothered you more than it bothered me.
It irked me.
Yes, he was on the podcast with his brother, the St. Brown podcast. And look, Amon Ross St. Brown is the heart and the soul of this football team.
Yes.
But he pissed you off when he was talking to his brother about playing yesterday.
I don't even like it. I'm not even a father yet, so I can't imagine what, you know, dads on our teams are feeling like on the Vikings team, on the team playing on Christmas Day, especially ones that have to travel. If you play in Minnesota, it's a little different. You're at home, you can go home right after, but us traveling, it's like, damn. But.
Well, first of all, I understand being a little ticked off because they play on Thanksgiving as is anyway. So you had three teams, I believe. The Lions, the Cowboys, and the Chiefs, who all played on both. Which makes it's ridiculous, but it's no excuse.
No, it's not an excuse. You're going to play an NFL game. You're getting paid a lot of money to do that. There's a lot of people that would say, you know what? I'll make that sacrifice to play on to work on Christmas if I'm going to get a game check like that. And then you're going to have Friday, Saturday, Sunday to spend time with your family. As soon as the off season starts, you're going to have months to spend with your family. This irritates. Having worked on Christmas before, now I never played a game on Christmas, but I have traveled, I've practiced, I've done a lot of things on Christmas. That, yeah, you know, it's not ideal, but you've got not, at that time it was only 16 games. Now it's 17. You've got 4.5 months. And then the rest of the offseason, you basically get to have that time with your family. You set your own schedule. Most of these guys don't even live in the cities that they play in anymore in the offseason. So I don't want to hear any of this, oh, boo-hoo, we had to play on Christmas. That drives me bonkers.
Panay Sewell said the same thing this week, too. You know,
it's not ideal, all right? It's not ideal.
Got to make sacrifices.
Yeah, and we all make sacrifices for the betterment of our family. They're making a lot of money to play on Christmas. I can't stand the fact that they said that out loud. It drives me nuts.
Do you think they should have games on Christmas, by the way?
I'm fine with that, yeah, because we always talk about the games on Saturday nights, primetime games. There were three windows to play where everyone in the country, there's a lot of NFL fans that just simply wanted to watch NFL football on Christmas Day because there's nothing else going on. It is national TV. It is prime time coverage from 1 o'clock until the last game ended last night at about 11:30.
To be fair, the NBA goes on Christmas and has great games too. But, yes. But to say that there's nothing on is wrong.
NFL fans...
if you're going to watch the NFL, if you're an NFL fan more than an NBA fan, you're probably going to watch the NFL first.
Yes. And there are a lot of fans that are NFL fans, mm-hmm. first, NBA fans, second, a lot Correct. Of sports fans. I love right. watching all sports. I wouldn't have watched anything yesterday. There's no chance I would have watched any NBA games yesterday if there weren't any, unless the Pistons were playing. Right. But if there weren't any NFL games on, there wouldn't have been any sports on in the Jansen house. There would have been.
I get it. 248-539-9797. Now, do you, Mr. John Jansen,
yes.
believe that yesterday was the worst loss in the Dan Campbell era? And let's take away the first season when they were 3-3.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to. So, in terms of a pathetic performance, yeah, because it felt like all of those guys just simply, they weren't focused. They didn't want to be out there. They had their minds somewhere else. It wasn't on the game. I think the worst loss is probably going back to the Washington game in the first round of the playoffs last year. You got the one seed, and I know everybody's banged up, but the offense, the five turnovers on offense, that to me was a worse loss than this loss was. This was a more pathetic performance. But last year's loss to Washington, to me, is worse.
You know what mine is? Mine is the 2022 season when they were on a run.
Carolina.
And they go into Carolina. And not only did they lose, they just got manhandled by a bad football team.
Yeah. What did Carolina rush for in that game? I think it was well over 200 yards.
Oh, yeah. Rushing. Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm looking at the box score now. Hubbard had 125 yards, and Donta Foreman had 165 yards.
Yeah, so almost 300 yards.
Yeah.
Between the two of them.
Between the two of them, and they had other. Darnold actually ran for 29. So, yeah, they had like about 300 yards.
Yeah.
Total up. Rushing.
Yeah,
that, to
I thought that, that would...
Because that was the one game where, all right, now we're going to see you're on the road, you're on a roll, this is cool and all this. And then they came back and won the next two games, but that was a
But again,
huge,
they didn't make the playoffs.
They didn't make the playoffs.
That was a game that if they had won, mm-hmm. and then they won those last two, they would have been in.
Yeah. The Lions this year, this season, lost to J.J. McCarthy and...
Max Brosner.
And J.J. was...
No, well, they didn't lose to J.J. They lost to nine.
Nine. Maybe they played against Gordie Howe? Matthew Stafford?
In his 65th season?
Yeah. I mean, whatever.
Yeah. I know. It's kind of one of those... And that's the word that I almost hate the most in the English language mm-hmm. when somebody says... whatever, mm-hmm. but I'm not sure when you look at that performance yesterday, you just kind of throw up your hands and you're like, it's what it felt like the players were telling us. This game is whatever happens.
Yeah,
we don't really care.
Because they knew in the back of their minds, though they wouldn't admit it publicly, that they knew this team wasn't good enough to get on a run, even if they did manage to get in subconsciously. I think.
We're not that delusional as football players to think that this team was all of a sudden going to find magic.
Right.
And I'm not talking about from a fan's perspective. I'm talking about from a player's perspective. If they were able to back into the playoffs, I don't think anybody on that team was looking at it going, hey, all we got to do is get in and then we can make something happen.
Right.
They're probably all looking like, hey, yeah, even if we get in, it's going to be a first round exit. But the entire goal is to get into the postseason tournament.
Yes, the season was an abject failure. 248-539-9797. Ross Tucker, former teammate of John Jansen and football analyst, will join us at 7 o'clock. It's 97.1. Christmas, everybody. Hope everybody had a wonderful holiday, except for the Detroit Lions football game. 248-539-9797. I'm Stoney along with John Jansen. Jim Costa will be back on Monday. You have a little trip planned. Are you leaving today, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Head down to the bowl game.
Bowl game. Yep. Michigan, Texas. How many opt-outs will be there for both teams? That's the big question.
Yep.
We'll see. Who's going to be the offensive coordinator? The offensive coordinator is going to be who? It's going to be
Steve Kasula. Okay. Yep. Yep. He was the same situation last year.
By the way, a new name has surfaced in the Michigan coaching rumor mill.
Yeah.
And that would be Baltimore Ravens offensive coordinator Todd Monken, who mm-hmm. was the OC at Georgia when they won a couple national championships. He was the head coach at Southern Miss and actually did a good job there. But I don't know. There's so many ties to Baltimore that maybe that, I don't know if that makes a difference or not. Yeah,
is that another Harbaugh connection?
It's more of a John Harbaugh connection than a Jim, but yes, yeah. Harbaugh is Harbaugh. All right, we have some ticket texts. Brad Holmes looks very bad right now. He loves talking to the media when the team is having success, but he hides when things are going poorly. That's not necessarily true. He really doesn't talk that much even when they're successful.
No.
They have to. He's required, I believe, to talk before the season, after the draft, training deadline, and then the one after the season.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The Brad Holmes press conference is going to be very interesting. I don't think he's going to be holding receipts. Dan Campbell has to change or be fired. He's Doug Collins. He runs the team into the ground and his shtick wears out. The injuries are his failure to ease up on the team. In the age of 17 games, his approach is a failure. I haven't heard that, even a scuttlebutt from the players that they worked too hard in practice. Usually, like especially with Doug Collins, you knew players couldn't stand him. If that stuff comes out about Dan Campbell, then I would say you have some credence, but right now you don't.
I think the only thing that we've heard from the players about Dan Campbell is they love playing for him.
Right.
And it was even going into some of these free agencies, like, hey, it was now a destination because players around the NFL wanted to go play for Dan Campbell.
This is the first time I feel Campbell has lost the team. I love Dan and want him to stay, but culture and grit were never a question before this season. Culture, I don't think was a culture has nothing to do with this season. They're not as gritty, and there's a few reasons for that, but you know, that's not a completely crazy take. Why would they wait on Decker? He should be released. He's clearly unable to play at a level needed. Sewell needs to move to left tackle.
That may be the path that they take. It's one, as we start talking about offseason moves, is this the time now where this offseason, you move Penei Sewell from right to left, and then you're going to have to go in the draft or free agency to address, at a minimum, the center position and one of the tackle positions.
Right.
And then it's a matter of how are they evaluating what Mahogany did or was this year and what they project for him to be. And same thing with Ratledge. I thought Ratledge, he was a rookie. There was some good. There was some bad. I think the future looks good for him.
Do you think he's going to follow the Ragnow path? Because Frank started as a guard.
Right.
And then moved into center.
And we heard about, you know, hey, and we saw it during training camp. Right? They used him at center a little bit. It just never came to fruition. That transition wasn't going to be something that they wanted to accomplish this year. And then once we got into the season, I did ask Dan that question. Is there any thought of moving him to center, even midseason? And he said, well, we want him to master and get comfortable out there at the right guard position. Offseason, we'll address it.
They should have never paid Aleem. I thought that was the worst contract. He never was a great interior pass rusher. You don't pay that type of money to interior run stuffers. I thought before he got hurt, he was really good.
Yes.
And I didn't have a problem with it. But in hindsight, the texter makes a very good point. Let's go to Chris. What's going on, Chris? You're 97.1.
Oh, hi, guys. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
I just wanted to point out real quick, dating all the way back to week one, something was just off all year. They had these games where they come out with no energy. They get down early. They're playing from behind the whole game. They're never in these games. And I know they played a lot of good teams this year, but Minnesota doesn't count. They were never in the first Minnesota game, regardless of the score. I don't care what the score was. They were down the whole game. This game, same thing. They're just down right from the get-go. Something was off all year. I don't know what it was.
Let me ask you a question. Did you feel the same way when they went into the bye week with a record of 4-1?
Yes, actually, okay. I did, because even though they were 4-1, just nothing felt right. Nothing felt right. Everything was a struggle, and I know it's the NFL. I know these games are tough, but just nothing felt right this year. Right from the off season going into the year, I know all the players, all the coaches, they all say the right things. You know, I'm not saying this locker room issues. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying, I don't know what it was. Just something was off all year. I'm so tired of hearing about how they have the number one scoring offense. That's nice, but you go look at the teams with good defenses that they played. They didn't come up with plays when they needed to against the good defenses, and that's what matters more. It's like getting the Tigers getting 13 hits, but they can't get a hit with a runner in scoring position. Oh, they had a nice batting average, but hey, you got to come up when it matters. That matters more than anything.
It's a good analogy. And in the 8 losses, you know, they rushed the ball for 555 yards, and they gave up 1,152 on the ground.
Yeah, I do, and it did feel like even when they were 4-1. Everything was going to be a struggle this year. I thought that the struggle would turn out with more wins. I thought that they would have been right around 11 wins, but it was going to be a grind the entire way. I didn't see 8 wins. I didn't.
No, nobody did. I saw
We had some 10? People call in the offseason, and there's always the doom and gloomers where, they're going to be 8-9. And,
well, you know, and look,
and they were right.
The fears that people had going into the season manifested. The coordinators, the no pass rush besides Aiden, and the offensive line struggles when Ragnow, you know, retired. Some more ticket text. Jared Goff is going to get Holmes and Campbell fired. That's from Carlton. I don't think so. He's not going to get them fired.
No.
I don't blame St. Brown. He's right. How does one team play three Thursday games in a month? That's BS. That it was a little over the top. I agree. But, you know, you deal with it. I think Dallas had to do the exact same thing.
Yeah. Obviously, yeah, they did. Because is it Dallas the team that they played on Thursday night?
Yep.
Yeah. So
right after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And Dallas played Thanksgiving too.
Right. But so you go to that one, and it's if you're going to play Thursday nights, you play back-to-back Thursday nights. It's the same as a regular NFL week.
Correct.
It's 7 days apart. Whether it's Sunday to Sunday, Thursday to Thursday, you're playing 7 days apart.
Right. This one, you know, the Thanksgiving is always Sunday to Thursday. This one was also Sunday to Thursday. I understand it, but you know what? They're making a hell of a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know?
Suck it up.
Exactly. This is all on Campbell and Holmes. They did nothing to improve the team after the Washington playoff loss. They thought, we're good.
Run it back.
Yeah. And you can't just run it back.
No, you can't, especially when, if you're going to say you run it back, you want to run it back with the same guys, but there was no Zeitler. There was no Ragnow.
Right.
There was, you know, and Graham at guard is better than Graham at center.
Correct. The Lions don't necessarily need a generational quarterback to replace Goff and go to a Super Bowl. They just need a decent quarterback who simply has the ability to effectively sidestep a pass rush, run for 5 to 10 yards for a first down, and throw the ball at the tighter spiral while scrambling to the left or the right. I think they can still get there with him.
Yeah, I think he can be a quarterback that wins a Super Bowl with the Lions.
Yes, indeed. All right, Ross Tucker will join us coming up next, 97.1.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.